Hi, you're listening to Taz Wansborough. I'm a practicing visual artist and I love to talk about all issues to do with being a contemporary visual artist and surviving in the art world. Today we're going to talk about an issue of a very contentious subject, and that is art important? And, you know, what is the value of art today in society? And it's something that comes up quite a lot in artist conferences. And for me, as a practicing artist, out and about in society, going out for dinner, meeting with friends at barbecues, and just about every social situation I'm in, there are many conversations that I have with people that are outside of the art industry who are really sort of fascinated with why I would bother being an artist and what would drive me to be an artist. They also seem to have a lot of really interesting stereotypical ideas about what my life would be like as an artist. In fact, they can vary quite a lot between thinking that, you know, I spend my whole days going out for coffee to thinking that the art world is this homogenous world of super supportive people who, you know, spend days in their studio just having a really lovely time, to thinking that we're all on some kind of welfare benefits. So it can be a contentious issue because, you know, as practicing artists, we all know that we're often asked to produce or donate art or attend an event and create art for no fee, or, you know, under the pretense of some kind of elusive exposure. So the issue of, you know, why is art so important and what is the value of art is a really important issue to be able to feel, you know, really resolved about as an artist and be able to talk about really confidently when you are in those situations socially. One of the best explanations I ever had of that question was when Nick Mitzovich, the director, the new director of the Australian National Gallery in Canberra, at the National Association for Visual Artists, the NAVA conference that I went to in 2018, said that he heard the really wonderful Stan Grant, political journalist, talk about the value of art in society. And Stan Grant said, look, in 2,000 years, we will remember the things artists thought about and put out into the world. So if we think about that, in 2,000 years, we will remember the things that artists thought about and put out into the world. It's so true. If we look at the course of history, the way that history has been recorded and is reflected upon is through the work of artists and the products of artists. And it doesn't always have to be the products of artists who have been commissioned to create work in the highest levels of society. It's artists as well that are creating artworks and beautiful artisanal works that we use in households as well, you know, regular households. So from the beginning of civilization 60,000 years ago, when First Nations Aboriginal Australians were inhabiting Australia, we have evidence through art that they were here. And it's the art that gives us evidence of how society was, run politically. And I guess the state of play within societies and the attitudes within society, the religious ideals in society, is all reflected through art. And this is very much still the case now in contemporary times. So this is the importance of art. If we don't have that, what do we have? And I think artists, once we all consolidate that as a message, we don't have to be I think we'll always be defensive about art, but we can be really confident about where we stand with it and really hold our position there. So I think it's really important to start really advocating at a political level for art to be held as an entirely precious component, but art that's been created now needs to be preserved, not just only the art that's been treasured from the past, because what artists are creating now is obviously the history of the future. So we've got plenty more fantastic subjects to cover. I hope you do enjoy listening, and please sign up for some more podcasts. Thanks very much.